went up in the barn loft out there in Hickson when I was home not long ago, and was looking through some old stuff of my grandmother's that we had not even looked at. We just threw up in the loft there, and she found a bunch of quilt pots that had already been pieced. And all that she needed to do was go out and find some batting.
Somebody to put some batting and the lining for them and have them quilted.
She made us those and gave them to us for Christmas, and I can't get my wife to use them, else she'll say, "Oh, I'm freezing to death." And I say, "Well, let's get the quilt, you know." She'll say, "No, the quilt's not warm." So we get into this whole thing all over again. Yeah, a quilt's as warm as anything.
No, well, I disagree about blankets. I like blankets, and they're soft and light. But so many people, of course, are like, they have the same idea. Mm-hmm. But I was brought up with quilts.
Well, I like to feel a weight on them.
And you, the weight, and then it... I don't know, you can just sort of snuggle down and
right.
twist a little bit, and it gets right next
That's
to
right.
you, you know, and it keeps you good and warm. You had to sleep under five or six of them.
That's right. What about when you had a lot of company and no place to, not enough beds, you
pallet.
Right, put some quilts down on the floor there.
I do that in my living room for all my grandchildren a lot of times.
Uh-huh. Well, they love it, too.
Oh, they did love it. They just...
I guess, Well, y'all weren't cut off during the flood, were you? From other, we were cut off completely in Florence. We couldn't get out of Florence. Every road.
Well, the funny thing, my husband was supposed to go to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Is he still with the fire department?
No, he retired 3 years. It will be 3 years in July. But they were to go to Little Rock, Arkansas, to make their invitation for the state tournament, or the Southeastern bowling tournament here. He's a life member of the bowling association
here. He's really into bowling in a big way.
Oh, he bowls, Lord help us. I tell him that when I've always told him all our married life, and I tell him that when I get ready to die, if he's bowling, he'll say, "Wait till I get back," and then you can, of course that makes him mad, you know. But he loves his bowling.
Well,
so
he couldn't get out to go to
Arkansas. Well, the funny thing that morning, of course, we heard it raining, but, you know, when you're asleep halfway, and you just didn't realize, you know, that it rained that much.
Right.
And, of course, when I got up, I looked out the back, and it's low back down in the lower part of our lot back here, and there's a big field back there. And once before, the water had gotten up and gotten almost up to our storage house back here.
Hmm.
One time, but after that, the side of our lot out here, I mean, it's the alleyway, supposedly.
Hmm.
And they put then three of these huge pipes in across the alleyway, you know, to carry this water. And that's the first time that it has been up, but it got up into our little storage house down on the lower end of the lot that morning. And when I got up and looked out, of course, and saw all that, you know, and then I got him up because he was going to get ready to leave. They were to leave at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You couldn't get anywhere. Finally, his brother was going, and the funny thing, there was... one of the bowlers that was supposed to bowl on their team, this was on Friday morning, you know,
mm-hmm.
and on Wednesday night, this man had bowled, and then he came down with a kidney stone, and they had to put him in the hospital, and he had not passed it. So it went on, and they didn't think that Charlie was going to get to go. And he was about to die.
Yeah.
On that account, you know.
Right.
So, anyway, Claude had already gone and called to get somebody else, you know, to take Charlie's place with their team.
Mm-hmm.